Welcome to the SCRS Ohio podcast. I'm Erin Deal, Senior Account Representative at the State Teachers Retirement System of Ohio. In each episode of the STRS Ohio podcast, we invite a guest to join us to talk about the system, how the pension fund works, and other topics of interest to our members. Today, we are joined by Lynn Hoover, Acting Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer of STRS Ohio. Thanks for taking the time to be here, Lynn.
Thanks, Erin.
Today, I know you'd like to discuss a question we have heard at town hall meetings around the state and often see on social media. Why is it that STRS Ohio cannot offer an ongoing and repeating cost of living adjustment, or COLA?
Let me start by saying I understand inflation and changes in economic realities have affected a number of our members. You know, many retirees are frustrated and don't understand why the retirement board doesn't simply reinstate the annual COLAs. The fact is that under Ohio law, neither the board nor staff can make benefit changes without approval from the board's actuary, who has determined that the fund cannot afford an ongoing and repeating COLA at this time. Please know that STRS Ohio has become a fiscally stronger fund, and there is a clear path to future COLAs for retirees and benefit changes for active teachers through the System Sustainable Benefit Framework. We have a clear path forward, which I'll talk about in a moment, and we are focused on the future.
Lynn, to understand why STRS Ohio cannot offer an ongoing and repeating COLA, could you talk about some pension fund history, changes in Ohio law, and the economy over the past 30 years?
Sure, Erin. Let me begin by explaining why and how Ohio law changed more than a decade ago and the direction that the system is headed. In the late 1990s, when the system was almost fully funded, the board approved and the legislature enacted major benefit improvement packages for all educators. But unfortunately, the early 2000s saw a major stock market downturn, and then the Great Recession began in 2008. These severe declines in the market, you know, coupled with those benefit improvements from the 1990s, meant that the legislature and the board had to make some difficult changes, or STRS Ohio would eventually be unable to pay benefits.
Another issue involves the demographics of STRS Ohio teachers, correct?
That's right. STRS Ohio's demographics, they've shifted from more than two active teachers per retiree in 1994 to now nearly a one-to-one ratio. This greatly affects the cash demands as we pay out approximately $7.2 billion in pension benefits while we receive $3.8 billion in contributions, and that's each and every year. That difference over the long term is covered by earnings on investments. Now, also, people are living longer than they did 40 years ago, which is great news. But as a result of the teachers' longer lifespans, STRS Ohio will pay out approximately $15 billion more on retirement benefits than 40 years ago.
And there's also a difference between what employers contribute to STRS Ohio and the employer contribution rate in many other states, correct?
Yes, certainly another significant factor is that many other states have an employer contribution rate, and that increases during market downturns. In Ohio, we have a fixed employer contribution rate, and this rate has been the same since 1984, regardless of fluctuating market conditions. So we're working with the Ohio legislature to discuss this important issue and introduce a bill to increase the employer rate. I finally want to highlight that for the 20-year period through June 30, 2024, our total investment returns after all fees and expenses ranked higher than 98% of the other public pension systems in the country. So without this exceptional performance, it would be even longer before an ongoing repeating COLAs could be resumed.
This is all great information, but where does this leave the pension fund today?
Well, here is the key takeaway. So while STRS Ohio's assets for the pension plan are $86 billion as of June 30, 2023, the system's liabilities, which are the value of benefits already accrued, they're even larger, around $108 billion. So for context, STRS Ohio's annual operating budget, you know, including all wages, benefits, and operating expenses, totals $0.1 billion.
So with all of this said, where does the retirement board and the STRS Ohio staff stand on COLAs?
The STRS board and staff would love to be able to resume ongoing and repeating COLAs you know, but the current excess of liabilities over assets makes that out of reach at this point. For context, an automatic ongoing 3% COLA like we used to have would cost an extra $21 billion, way beyond what the actuary says is currently sustainable. The board's actuary has also determined that granting an ongoing repeating 2% COLA would add $14 billion to Esther S. Ohio's liabilities. These are not one-time costs. They are additions to our liabilities based on permanently increasing benefit payments to retirees over their lifetimes.
If I recall correctly, back in 2017, when the board made the tough decision to reduce COLAs to zero, it pledged to revisit the issue in 5 years, correct?
Yes, and true to that commitment, in fiscal 2022, a sustainable benefit plan and framework was created with the board's actuary, which allowed the board to grant a permanent 3% COLA that began in fiscal year 2023 and a permanent 1% COLA that began in fiscal year 2024 to eligible retirees. Active teachers have also seen positive benefit changes under this plan. And just as recent as this month in October of 2024, a supplemental benefit was approved by the board to provide some inflation relief for eligible retirees.
So you had referenced the Sustainable Benefit Plan, or SBEP, and I'll share where our listeners can learn more about that in just a moment. But getting back to the big question, what does the future hold regarding COLAs?
Sure. Looking forward, the board and staff continue to be committed to working diligently to review benefit changes in a sustainable manner while preserving the financial security for members. And this effort goes on each and every single year, so that gets reviewed with the board's actuary, whether COLAs and other benefit changes can be considered. You know, a very important initiative for the organization is that we're also reinforcing the need to increase the employer contribution rate, you know, having productive conversations with legislators and stakeholders on that effort.
And we should note here that members of the retirement board have a huge responsibility to both active and retired educators.
That's a very important point. And as fiduciaries, the board faces the responsibility of balancing the interests of all the members and ensuring the long-term sustainability of the fund. I'd like everyone to know that the board and staff's goal is to ensure that STRS Ohio members have the peace of mind that comes with a safe and secure and reliable pension benefit that they will not outlive.
And that focus on long-term sustainability and our members' peace of mind is really reassuring to hear about. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, on a personal note, our listeners may have heard that I will be retiring in December. I consider the opportunity to work on behalf of Ohio's teachers one of the greatest honors of my life. And please rest assured that the Esther S. Ohio team, they're going to continue to provide Ohio's public educators a foundation for your financial security.
Well, congratulations on your upcoming retirement, and thank you so much for talking with us today and explaining why STRS Ohio cannot offer an ongoing and repeating cost of living adjustment at this time. Listeners who would like to learn more about the Sustainable Benefit Plan, or SBEP, will find a concise, easy-to-read, one-page document on the STRS Ohio website at www.strsoh.org. Just go to the homepage and search for SBP. Thanks again to Lynn Hoover, Acting Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer of STRS Ohio, for joining us today. That's all the time we have for now. This has been the STRS Ohio Podcast.